Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Sunday, everyone. And I think in a couple of weeks, we are going to be saying happy spring. I am excited about the episode today. I am not sure. My guest is having problems calling in. So I guess we'll need to wait on him to call in. I think he is probably calling in now. So let me just see that. Hello, is this your number? Is your last four digits are 1109? Is this my guest?
This is your guest.
All right. So we just went live. So I'll get to you in a minute. So we are honored that he got in on the line. Whatever was happening seems to sort us out. We'll just go ahead and do the theme song at this moment.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
All right, so get ready. We are about to begin. But before I do so, I want to just do a bit of housekeeping. I want to remind you that this Wednesday on the 18th, I have three amazing women. We are still on some episodes celebrating Women Entrepreneurial Month. On Wednesday, I'm having three amazing women. I'm having Janine Barlow, and she's going to be talking about creating curriculums that will bring you multiple streams of income. And then I have Deborah Hardnett, who will be coming on to tell you about her fourth Winners Summit conference. And my next guest is a lady out of Canada. Her name is Marianne, what's her last name now? Marianne Slushberg. And she is a social media guru. So she's coming on to talk about social media for entrepreneurs. So I'll have Janine on at 10 to 11, Deborah on at 11 to 11:30, and Marianne on from 11:30 until 12 noon. I want to welcome guests 1764 to the show. And also on the 25th is when I will be celebrating 6 years on this platform. So I want to invite you to come back and spend the time with us. My honored guests and experts will be Dr. Dolores Presley, Mr. Willie Crawford, Mr. James Nemley, Dr. Sabrina Jackson, Mrs. Sylvia Sultan-First, and Miss Max Jones. So those are the experts that will be coming back to celebrate with me on the 25th. And I want you to be here as well celebrating with us. So as usual, I want you to join in the conversation tonight by calling in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Well, I just want to read a bit about my honored guest. My guest is joining me from Canada, and my guest is James R. Kervak, and James is a QHHT practitioner, spiritual past life regression. And he, at present, he's using Dolores Canton's quantum healing hypnosis therapy. James will be lecturing on his techniques of past life regression. The techniques he uses has been perfected over the past 45 years by the late Dolores Canton. She has witnessed many miracles, such as AIDS being eradicated from the body, curing cancer, and so much more. And to read more about James, I want you to just open the information on the event page, and you can read more. So without any further delay, I want to bring on my honored guest, Mr. James R. Kervak. Hi, James. How are you?
Hi, Daphne. I'm great. I'm honored to be here with you once again. This is my second time coming on your show. And
wonderful. Wonderful. It's always a good thing when I have returning guests. The first question I want to ask you, James, as a male, what attracted you to this field? And I'm asking you that question because most times you find out that women are the ones who tend to go into this area of expertise. But what attracted you to this area?
Well, I that's a long story. It goes kind of back through my whole life. I've always been drawn to hypnosis. In my teens, I listened to a hypnosis audio, and that helped put me to sleep at night. And just something told me that that was going to be something I was going to do later in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've always been drawn to hypnosis. I've always liked the idea that the body could heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as being a man and being drawn to this, you're right. There is very few men who are in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that as people hear my story, we're gonna see more men getting drawn into this industry. And
mm-hmm.
with what's going on in the world, I think men need to raise their vibration. They
mm-hmm.
need to embrace their femininity, their feminine side. And I think in doing that, we're going to really change the world. And I'm doing it one session at a time. I'm doing it in my own life. I've always been a blue-collar worker my whole life. And I just find doing the sessions is very healing and very therapeutic for myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you find out that because your practice as a hypnotherapist is your second job, do you find out that the techniques that you use in your practice helps helps you in your daily blue collar job?
Absolutely, absolutely. I've come through a lot of fear and anger, I find that this is giving me more patience. It's allowing me to be more caring and loving towards the people around me, and the people that I'm currently working with at my existing job.
Right.
So yes, absolutely.
How can the brothers step it up a notch? Because, you know, we know men ain't touchy-feely, and they hear that and already they kind of want to put a blockage up and say, oh, no, I ain't getting into that stuff. And talking about connecting with femininity and all of that stuff, that's not for me. How can they approach this scenario in a comfortable manner in order to utilize the benefits for them?
Well, I think the key is for them to be honest with themselves. If they continue to go in the way they've been going and continue to be masculine and really working in their ego, is it really serving them, or are they better to let go of their ego and be more vulnerable? And in being more vulnerable, we're actually more powerful. We're, you know, and for me, that took me a long time. That took me 40 some odd years to get to that point. I've just recently started to realize that there's power in showing that you care about people. There's power in creating relationships with people that are meaningful, and being touchy-feely. That's what creates strong relationships, and I really believe that that's why we're here, is to create very strong relationships. Being a man, a lot of times we got to start with the relationship with ourselves.
Exactly. Because, yeah, you know, so. James, a lot of people, not only men, a lot of people, when they hear the word vulnerability or vulnerable, they are looking at it as being weak. But as a matter of fact, your strength comes in your vulnerability. And that can only happen when you understand about what being vulnerable means and the advantage that it brings to one life.
Well, I've come to discover that when we're vulnerable, that's when we're really open to the person that's next to us. That's where we're really being the true part of us that person deserves to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so in being vulnerable, we really open up to that person, and we're able to connect with them on a different level, on a much powerful level.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times some people think you open up and you connect to the next person, but they don't realize how much too your vulnerability can allow you to really connect to you on a deeper level. Because it's not until we open up and start sharing that we honestly and truly understand about who we are as a person. Because a lot of time we think that ego and that macho thing and everything is who we are, but really and truly, that's not who we are.
That's the part that holds us back. That's the part that holds us from growing and expanding.
Mm-hmm.
And even myself, in telling my story, you know, and the fact that I'm a garbage man full time, but I'm moving into my hypnosis, and just telling that story, I really feel there are people out there who can relate and say, well, you know, I want to move in that direction too, but I don't think I have the skills to get there. And I used to think that too, but over the past 7 years, I've moved into getting the skills that it's going to take for me to have a successful practice. And I'm moving into that now, and I'm starting to make connections with people. I'm starting to meet people like Daphne, who are helping me move in the direction I need to go. And so, really, the first thing is to get clear on what you want. I think so many of us aren't clear on what we want out of our life, and you know, well, I don't know what I want. Well, you have to make the decision, because in that scatteredness of your thinking is going to keep you from moving forward in your life. It's going to keep you scattered. So you have to get clear on what it is you desire. And for most people, I think a great place to start is that you just want to be better than you are right now. And so in taking inventory of where you're at allows you to know where you want to go. So taking a real good look at your life and deciding on what areas of your life can improve is a great place to start to move you forward. And that's what I've done. I've taken inventory on my life, and I want to build stronger relationships. I want to be, I want to have strong friendships, and I want to have strong partnerships that are going to help me grow and also help the other person grow as well. So,
yeah, I want to piggyback on something you said a few minutes ago.
Sure.
Are you a garbage man or a sanitation worker?
Well, I drive an automated garbage truck, so I'm a transfer engineer.
Yeah, I ask you that that question jokingly because
you said
I'm a garbage man with so much power, and I know maybe 40 years ago before you had evolved to the man that you are now becoming, you probably would not say that on global radio with such authority. So the other brothers that are listening, they can know that you have done the inner work.
Well, I know I struggled with telling people that I was a garbage man when I first wanted to be a hypnotherapist, because I felt that if I told them what I did as a full-time job, they wouldn't see my hypnosis as being as helpful as if they thought I was a professional hypnotherapist.
Mm.
And now what I've discovered is that people really relate with the truth of what I tell them when I tell them I do work full-time. And I tend not to tell them that I'm a garbage man unless they ask, well, you said you work full-time, what do you do? And then I tell them. And I've really embraced telling them now. I'm not embarrassed by what I do. And I know that there's somebody out there who can relate, who's maybe is a carpenter or electrician or a plumber, and they're wanting to move into the healing modalities. And
yeah, because,
so
you
I
know,
really
James,
don't...
people are paying us to be us. They're not buying or paying us for all the fringes and everything else that we come to them with. They are buying us and buying our truth, you know. That is what really connects people to us.
Well, and somebody somewhere, I just heard somebody saying, you know, the power of you is to tell your mess. Because
that's
people
right.
can relate with your mess. They can relate
your
with your
mess is your
story.
Message. And that's why people,
absolutely.
Because as they listen to my mess, they are thinking, my God, I got some mess too. I'm going to start, you know, telling it. And you would be surprised to know how rich your messages are, because every time you go to a different audience, you find another portion of your mess that can work with that audience. And before long, you realize that in my one little mess that I was hiding for so many years, here I am able to connect with 10, 15 different platforms that I can help to heal. So, you know, tapping into our mess and making it our message is a powerful, powerful thing. I want
absolutely.
To just let us change gear a bit. I
okay.
want to look at your practice as it is. How challenging is it for you to get men to come into your practice, if it is?
Actually, I had a session today with a gentleman, and it's not that hard. I would really say that there was probably just as many men looking for guidance, looking for clarity, but I think the women are more open to reaching out to get the help.
Yes,
absolutely.
The women are quicker to step up, you know? Because the men
yes.
kind of, they're looking left, right, and over their shoulders to make sure to see, I wonder who is seeing me. Am I not going to be macho if I go? And that one that came today and the one that he's going to tell and so on and so forth, before you know it, that's when you're going to have more men buying into. But your job is already complete because you have answered the call by being obedient to follow through on what you are supposed to do to make a difference in this community.
Absolutely.
Let us talk about past life regression and what that means.
Well, what I've discovered is that we tend to have blocks in our life, and sometimes they come from our childhood, sometimes they come from our teenage years, and sometimes they come from other lives. And the ones that come from other lives, we can never seem to find the answer. Not in no matter how much counseling we do, no matter how many pills we take to try and drown the pain. And what we're discovering is that when we do a past life, when we know what's caused the problem, it allows us to release it. And so that's exciting for me when somebody has struggled with depression all of their life and they don't know why. And when they can come and see a past life and see the reason for having that depression, that allows them the ability to release it. Because once you know where a problem comes from, you can let it go. And so that's really what traditional past life is all about. And
mm-hmm.
That's very exciting. That's very
mm-hmm.
exciting.
I want to remind the people who are listening, you can call in anytime with your questions, and you can do so by calling 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And if you're in the chat room, you can write your question in the little box down below, and I can read it for you. If you are listening and you have been a client of James who have received benefit from this service, I want for you to call in and speak about what your experience is about. All right? Again, the number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. All right. So right now we're talking about past life regression, and you say that come in. Approximately how much time does it take for one to benefit from that?
It can be as quick as the session is over. It can be a few days, it could be a few weeks. It really depends on what the client needs and how open they are to the process. That is a big part of it too. I've been
mm-hmm.
telling my clients when they come to me to come with a raised vibration, and a lot
mm-hmm.
of people will ask, well, how do I do that? And
I was
really
gonna
ask, there's,
what does that mean for the person who's listening?
And really there's the easiest thing to do is smile, because you can't be down and out when you're smiling. The other thing is to breathe deep and breathe with your belly, because when you breathe deep, you again can't be down and out. You can't be angry when you're breathing deep. You can't be angry when you're smiling. And the other thing is to laugh a lot, because
mm-hmm.
that also raises your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And those are three simple things that we can all implement right here, right now, is to just
mm-hmm.
have a good belly laugh, you know. And I really believe that what we're here to do is to raise our vibration. And I love the saying that Einstein said, and this is the gist of it. And basically what he said is, you can't solve your problems at the same level of consciousness that caused them.
Mm.
And therefore, it's important for us to raise to a higher level of vibration, and that allows us to access a higher knowledge, a higher understanding. And
mm-hmm.
for me, that translates into us connecting with our higher self, or what Dolores used to call the subconscious. But I prefer the idea of the higher self or the high self. It's not above us or below us. It is us. But it allows us to tap into a source, a cosmic mind, if you will, that has all the knowledge we ever need to get a hold of. And some even call it's been called the Akashic Record. And I really think that getting into this hypnotic state or a trance state allows you to access that. And it can even be done through hypnosis. A lot of hypnotherapists don't like to talk about meditation and hypnosis under the same umbrella, but I really think that there's power in both. Some people can get into a hypnotic state through hypnosis or through meditation, and they're able to ask questions and receive answers. And a lot of don't even think to ask questions. They'll get into that state of mind, relaxed, and they're calm and they're at peace, but they don't ask a question. And it's for me, I really like the idea of contemplating. So contemplating is asking a question, getting in a state where we can receive the answers. And so for me, that's kind of where we have the prayer and then the meditation side, which is the receiving. And so that's what the hypnosis does. And with the technique I use, my clients come with questions, and it can be based on their questions can be about relationships. It can be about career, health issues. And what we do is I ask their questions on their behalf, and they're able to get into a state of consciousness, a raised vibration, if you will, where they can receive their own answers. And then what we do is we record the session, and then that way they can go back. And in believing this process and in believing that what's being told to them is true, they're able to find healing. Both physical and mental healing, which is quite exciting.
I am going to piggyback on something you said, too. You mentioned about the higher self. How is that different from one's soul, if it is?
I believe they're one and the same.
Okay.
Now, we can tap into different levels of information. Depending on how much information we need depends on the level we can connect with. For some people, they resonate with spirit guides or angels, and so they can tap into that. Or if they need deeper, they can tap into their higher self, which has a greater knowledge than just, say, the angels or the spirit guides. So there's different levels of spirits that we can tap
into. I don't know. How acquainted are you with spirit guide? Is that something you are informed to speak on?
A little bit. It does come up from time to time where my clients do see their spirit guides.
All right.
But
so
I really
first, what's a spirit guide? And then you go into whatever you know about it.
Well, what I've discovered is that we are actually part of a soul group, and they tend to be people who reincarnate from time and time again to learn lessons. And so you can change your role. So maybe one time you'll be the parent, and the next time you'll be the child. But there's lessons that we learn together as a collective group, and this becomes your soul group, and they can become your angel guides as well. And so we are actually angel guides for people who are incarnated when we're not incarnated.
Okay.
Some even
James,
believe that we're yes.
I have a call here and I don't want them to hold on. So just mark that thought and we are going to go back to it, okay?
Sounds great.
Hello, caller. Your last three digits are 0379. Would you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello, caller. You are on the listening. Let me know that. Your first three digits are 41, and your last digits is 0379. Hello, caller, are you there? Okay, I guess I'll go back. Continue with your thought, James.
So it can be that we are actually angel guides for other people in our group that are incarnated when we're in the spiritual realm. So we have this soul group, and we can also come and learn lessons together. And a lot of times these are people who are close to us, our ex-wives or our wives, our children. That seems to be the closest ties between parents and children and husband and wife.
And
we can...
Those connections, are they alive or they have gone passed on?
We continue to grow together as a group. So we continue to come back time and time again to learn lessons that we may not have learned. I truly believe that we have all been everything that there is, from every side of the coin, from every religion to every race to every financial stature. And because we have to experience everything, because I think we're here to learn, and I really think that's what this earth plane is a school, and we're here to learn. And that's what Dolores spoke about many, many times, is that we're here to learn, and I really believe that. And I think the main thing we're here to learn is to show love. And so for me, that's, I'm still learning that lesson to this day, and I think we're all learning that lesson, and that's why we're truly here at this time.
Even when somebody wrongs
you.
Dreams, for example, people will have loved ones who have passed on, and they say, well, I can't imagine I haven't dreamt about the person, or they are so excited to have dreamt about the person.
Well,
does this happen?
A lot of times they're holding so much grief from the loss that they're not able to raise their vibration to a point where they can actually connect with them.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're able to let go of the grief and sorrow, they're able to realize that person is really there consoling them. Most spirits like to stick around and make sure that their family is going to be okay with them gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll get a smell usually that they've been around. You'll get a piece of jewelry or something that really meant something to them will pop out at you. So they do have ways to get messages to us when we attune to it.
Mm.
And that's the key, is it for us to attune to the higher reality.
As we maintain a high vibration, we will be benefited from all the things that is out there for us in the spiritual realm, huh?
I truly believe so. I believe that as we raise our vibration and we get in a better state of mind, we have more synchronicities, we have more, life just starts to flow and things just start to move better. But when we're in depression and we're in anger, what I'm saying right now will not resonate with you. You won't be, you'll be in so far from it, so distant from it, that what I'm saying can't be true, and I couldn't give them enough proof for them to accept it. And and that's the thing, is there is no physical proof that I can give of this. All I can do is ask for people to be open to it, and as you open to it, you get a sense of knowing. You get a sense, and as you ask questions, you'll receive answers. And if you ask about the truth of our spiritual beginnings and the real us, you get your own answers. And as you sit there listening to what I have to say, if it doesn't resonate with you, all I ask is that you just question it for yourself and ask for some clarity on what is real and what is false, and you'll get your own sense of knowing. And that's just it, is that I can't explain it to anybody who is not open to it. There's no way I can do that.
You can't guarantee it, because the guarantee is going to come from each person's experience, right?
Each individual, absolutely. But I do know that, scientifically speaking, that if we can have the same results over and over again, that constitute a scientific proof. Well, mm-hmm. I can tell you from the sessions I've had in the past year or two that when I communicate with the higher self, there mm-hmm. is a language that they use. There's a tone that they use. And mm-hmm. for me, that's all the proof I need. And not only that, but there's a true love that they have mm-hmm. for the person that they're talking through. Mm-hmm. And so for me, when we get that higher self coming through, mm-hmm. people would say, oh, well, the person on the table's making it up. Well, the person on the table has no idea what this voice should sound like, what the language should be. And
right.
so for me, it's always amazing to see the same answers to the same questions, the same tone. In essence, it's the same higher self that's in you and is in me. And that's where we come from, that oneness. There's a soul in us all that at some level is the same soul.
I want to ask you this question. For the thousands of people who are listening and will be listening from the archive and everything, and they are pondering whether this is for them. I'm asking this question in two parts. What kind of a list they can generate for themselves to say, I would benefit from this? And part B, what have some of the advantages and benefits that your past and present clients have derived from this?
Well, some of the benefits right off the bat are just a sense of knowing that this isn't it. This isn't all there is. And for so many people, that for me, that knowing that when we die, we continue on, that was very powerful. That was very reassuring. And so I know there's so many people out there that are afraid to live because they're afraid of death. Mm. And so in connecting with the soul and the spirit, it gives people the knowledge that they're not just this physical body that we see. And so mm-hmm. for me, it's important for me to share the information that we're a light body first, we're a spirit first, we're a soul first.
Mm-hmm.
And once you just feel that and know that, there's no fear of death. There's no real true fear, period, because real true growth comes from excitement, which we tend to label as fear. But
mm-hmm.
I think our growth comes from excitement. And living in our comfort zone is probably not really growing in the long
mm-hmm.
run. And sorry, what was the second part to your question?
That was actually the second part. The first part was, how can one know whether or not this is meant for them? What kind of a list they can create for themselves? What items do they need to have on the list to say, I can really benefit from what James spoke about?
Well, I think the key is to know that your life can be better no matter where you're at. And just reaching for something higher than you, some greater knowledge, that's a great start. That's a step in the right direction. That's assuming you want to raise your level of vibration. And all I can assume is that everybody wants to raise their level of vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
who really wants to go through living in anger and fear?
Mm-hmm.
And I know myself, I've gone through both of those emotions, and I'm still working on them to this day. And I truly believe I'll work on them until I pass over to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that in experiencing fear and in experiencing anger, it's also allowing me to grow. Because if
mm-hmm.
we didn't have that those low-level emotions, I don't think we'd have a true school. Like if we think of the earth as a school and this plane as a school, we wouldn't have any growth.
All right. I want to check in with this caller again in case they weren't there before. Hello, caller.
Hey.
Your first three digits are 416. Would you state your name and where you're calling from? If you are just listening, please let me know that. Are you there? Oh, well. All right. The number to call in is 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. Let's talk about hypnotherapy for a minute. That's something that you do as well?
Not traditional hypnosis. No, I don't. Let me withdraw the question.
You spoke about, in your introduction, you spoke about you are using Dolores Cannon's quantum healing hypnosis therapy. Can you speak on that?
Absolutely.
That from other hypnosis practices that are used?
Well, what I discovered was most past life regression, they take you through a life, and then they ask you, what do you believe the purpose of that life was? And in that is where the session kind of ends. So the client, in a higher state, will give their answer. And for a lot of therapies, that's where the session ends. Now, what's different with Dolores' technique is at that point, this is where we take it further. And this is where we communicate with the higher self. And this is where able to ask the questions on behalf of the client and have the higher self come through and answer the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And the answers come through with just a loving and caring. And for me, I really know it's real. I know it's tapped into a knowledge that is so much greater than you or I. And for me, I just accept that this knowledge is coming from a higher place.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so that's what's really different about the Dolores Cannon's quantum healing hypnosis,
mm-hmm.
is that
mm-hmm.
it can elaborate on what we were even shown in the past life.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the symbolism in what we're shown, it's not necessarily a past life, but it could be as simple as somebody being shown that they were a Native man and that he was actually being killed by the settlers, but he was comfortable in knowing that he was about to be killed. But when we bring in the higher self tells us that we were shown that because that is the person's moving back to nature. Well, myself as a practitioner, how would I get that information? I wouldn't know that was the symbolism in that.
Right.
And so we're able to elaborate on the past life itself. And so for me, that takes the regression, the past life regression, to more clarity and a place where the person can get more information about what they're shown. So.
Mm-hmm. And these sessions are recorded and the client goes home with that
yes,
to listen over
recorded.
To hear what happened or no?
Yes. For example, if I tried to write down all the information I'm told, it's going to get lost in translation as I try to give it back to the client.
Right.
That's why it's so much more powerful to give it to the client, and then that way they can go through it, and we all have our own filters. So the way I describe what was brought out in the session is not necessarily going to be the way the client would describe it if they were to describe it to me, because they have their own filters when it comes to the symbols of what were shown.
Yeah.
And now a lot of people believe that they remember the whole session, but when we start asking questions, it's very much like a dream, and they quickly forget. And so. That's why it's so powerful for them to be able to go back and listen to the recording over and over again. And there's healing in listening to the recording. And there's definitely healing in hearing your higher self speak to you. And that for me is I will continue to record the sessions forever. I will never not record a session. There's so
what's
much
the typical,
when you don't record.
What's the typical length of a session, or it varies?
Pardon me?
What's the typical length of a session?
Well, I always start the session off with a conversation. because, and I always start with the childhood, because I really believe that we are imprinted with our beliefs as a child, some good, some bad, some service, some don't. And once we go through the childhood, we have a good idea of what limiting beliefs may have been imprinted in us when we're a child.
Mm.
And so that's a great place to start, because as we start to talk and we move through their life and move into the moment where they're sitting in my office, we can see some patterns starting to arise a lot of the time, not always, but a lot of the time we can see some patterns. And there's even healing in just knowing that this pattern exists and it came from their childhood, and that now they know that this pattern even exists, they can let go. So there's a level of healing on that level as well. And so,
is it right to say then the length of a session depends on how old we are and our past experiences, or it varies?
No, it really depends on how deep we need to go into a particular problem.
Okay.
It depends on the questions. Some people come with four questions. Some people would come with four pages of questions.
Sessions
can last anywhere from 4 hours to 7 hours, 8 hours. There's no real fixed time. But the conversation in general lasts about 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
And that allows us to be comfortable with each other, too, because I've had so many clients come to me and say, well, I've done past life before, but it didn't work. I really believe because that part of the reason is because the practitioner quickly moves into the regression part and never really gives the client time to be comfortable with them.
Mm.
And so that's for me, is a part that I know there's other QHHT practitioners out there that are actually taking that out. And that's not to say it's wrong, but I do believe that there's a part of healing in just telling your story. Sometimes people
mm-hmm.
just need an ear.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then actually when we move into the regression part of it and we go into the past life, we don't keep them under any longer than 2 hours. At least I don't. And so as you can see, the conversation 2 to 3 hours, and then the regression part of it is about 2 hours. So I think on average my sessions are about 5 hours.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, we have 42 minutes and 16 seconds remaining. Is there something on your list that you want to speak about that I haven't tapped into yet?
Well, I think for me, it's I want people to know that they can tap into their higher self with or without a QHHT session. For me, I really
can you tell them what does QHHT means?
QHHT stands for Quantum Healing Hypnosis Therapy. Quantum
mm-hmm.
being the bigness of the changes that can take place. The healing, of course, is important, and it comes through the hypnotic state. The symbolistic level is the deepest level that we can get to, and that we're actually in that state twice a day. Once just as we're waking up and once just as we're falling asleep.
Mm.
And that's the level that we like to go into because that's where we can tap into the higher self. And then, of course, the therapy part is the healing that comes
mm-hmm.
as
mm-hmm.
well. So, and the conversation is also part of that therapy as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that connecting with your spiritual side has therapy in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
A lot of it.
Well, I like to think that once we realize that we're energy and that this is a playground and that we can manipulate energy, and I mean that in a positive way, we can have anything that we desire. And it's as easy as putting our focus on where we want to be. And I really believe that when you decide where you want to go, and you put yourself in a vibration of what it would feel like to be there, you can't act outside of, you'll start to bring in the characteristics, the skills, the people that moves you there. For instance, when you there was an experiment done, and what it was a copper ball, and what they did is they would make it have a tone. And they would record the tone of where it was on a table.
Mm-hmm.
And they would move the proper ball to another place on the table. Now, what they would do is play back the recording of the tone of where the ball had originally been positioned. And what they found was the ball would actually roll, and it had to be a flat table, of course, but the ball would actually roll back to its original position where that resonating sound came from. So I really believe that when we resonate through our emotion, we're able to move ourselves to where we want to go. And for me, that's becoming a professional hypnotherapist, becoming a speaker, a writer, many of these other skills that I don't necessarily have right at this moment. I'm moving into them through the idea, through the vibration of feeling what it would feel like to already be experiencing it. And so
Go ahead.
So when you know where you're going, the world will move aside.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is you are able to manipulate the energies, the people, the experiences to show up that will help you get you where you know you want to go. My mom taught me that at a young age, that when you know where you're going, the world will move aside. And for me, that was just an easy concept as a young kid. I didn't have any resistance to it. And I really like that. And I think that's what's brought me into this work, is because I've always felt that we had to connect with our higher self to really get true healing, deep, deep healing.
In your bio or whatever you wrote, there's a claim that your predecessor Dolores Cannon had witnessed the eradication of AIDS and other chronic diseases. You want to speak on that?
Sure. She spoke about that many times. And you can YouTube Dolores Cannon, too. And she never hid the fact that there was miracles that happened in her office. I myself, just getting started, haven't experienced those kinds of miracles. At least my clients haven't come back and told me yet. But
right.
I know that in the near future, I'm going to hear about those stories of people healing their bladder, healing their kidneys, healing different parts of their body. And I truly believe that this can happen. And I know it's going to happen. And that's what gets me excited about what it is that QHHT is.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about people connecting with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's what true healing comes from. It's tapping into...
As our body has created to heal itself.
If you can create it, you can heal it. Absolutely. I remember a time when I was a child that before my mom came in, I decided I wasn't going to school. Now, I woke up feeling 100% okay. But in the 20 minutes or however long it took my mom to come in and get me out of bed, I created myself being sick. And when she came in, she's like, oh, you're not going to school today. And when she left the room, I smiled and thought to myself, wow, I really felt sick at that point, though. It started out as a joke. But when she came in to get me, I really felt sick. So years later, I remember thinking back on that. And well, if I could make myself feel sick, why can't I heal myself?
And that's a very important point, because we tend to do that for the negative things. And yet when the positive time comes for us to tap into those things, we close them down, we shut them down. And we just have to understand the power. If we would turn the positive switch on, we would be getting a strong, powerful result, just like how we get the negative result when we do those things. And it's not just... You spoke about it happening when you were a child, but even adults do the same thing now. And I don't think they are cognizant to know that they are really doing it themselves, because or else they would have used the positive energies in more powerful ways.
Most of them aren't conscious of themselves creating the problems. And what I've discovered, too, is that in a lot of our problems or in a lot of our issues or concerns or physical pain is a message, and it's a message from our higher self. And
yeah, let's expand that a little more.
Absolutely. And now not everything has the same meaning. So please don't hold me to what I say here, because a lot of times there's other meanings in what's happening. But as a general rule, if we have a problem with our legs or with our hips, it tends to be because we're not moving in the right direction. For somebody who's holding on to who has arthritis and their hands are in a closed fist kind of a scenario, they tend to be holding on to something. So there's something in their life they need to let go of. For somebody who has an issue with their bladder or their anything that has to do with cleansing the body, your bowels or anything like that, there's something in your life that you probably need to cleanse and get out of your life. So please don't let this, if you're feeling pain, please go see a doctor and get that taken care of, because this is not something that can take care of emergencies. You need to think of that appropriately. But if you start to work on yourself energetically now, you can eradicate these problems from your body in the future and make it so that they never even exist. And it's important for us to be honest with ourselves about how we feel about our life. And a lot of times we're not honest about ourselves, about how we truly feel about our relationships, about where we're moving in our life. And I think that's what's changing right now, is people are getting to be more conscious that they can choose a better life. They can choose a better existence. And that, to me, is the greatest knowledge that is coming out of everything that's being taught out there these days, is that we do have the ability to tap into a greater knowledge.
Why do you think we resist doing so?
Why do we resist?
Is it out of fear or what? Why our misunderstanding?
Well, I think we've been taught throughout our life by our parents, by our school, by our companions, that we're physical. And so we have very physical limitations to what we can do and can't do. But science is starting to get on board with the idea that we are spirit first. There's a lot of scientific evidence. Now, I wouldn't say proof, because if there was proof, we would all be seeing it. But, I couldn't have enough proof to prove what I'm saying here on the radio today for somebody who's not open to it. And so I'll reiterate what I said earlier, is you have to be open to it. And when you're open to it, the right person is going to show up, the right teacher is going to show up. My mom used to always say, when the student is ready, the teacher will come. So if you're open to it, you're going to get the proper information for you at the right time.
I want to welcome guest 2332 to the show. In case you have any questions, I want you to write it down. And guess 1788. If you have any question, go ahead and write it in. For those who want to call in with their questions, we have 31 minutes remaining in this conversation. You are welcome to call 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And I also want to remind you to mark the show as a favorite. Connect with me on Blog Talk. This way you'll be informed each time we have an airing who is going to be on the show. Also, connect with me on Facebook. Daphne Clark Hutz. Daphne Clark Hudson, and let us continue with the conversation over there on Facebook. Also on Twitter, you can follow me, twitter.com, Dynamic Daphne, and on Pinterest, Instagram, LinkedIn. I am Daphne Clark Hudson. And regularly, we are on twice a week here on Blog Talk Radio. We present to you amazing, inspiring, and empowering information that will help you on your everyday journey. So again, if you have not yet marked the show favorite, I encourage you to do so. This way, when you turn up in the chat room, I'm not referring to you as a number, but I'll be more than honored to address you by your name because that's what will show up there. So, again, I look forward to continuing the conversation on Facebook with you. We have 29 minutes remaining, so why don't you text and tweet your friends and tell them to join in and call in with your questions. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And my honored guest is Mr. James Karovac out of Calvary, Canada. Not Calvary, right? How you say it?
Yeah, no, you go right. I'm in Calgary.
Okay, Calvary, Canada. All right, so back to you. I hope you got a sip of water during that period.
I did.
Wonderful.
And if anybody wants to connect with me, they can go to James Karovac's Conscious Connection or jameskarovac.com. And Karovac is spelled K-I-R-O-U-A-C. You can also connect with me on Facebook.com/ Quantum Healing Hypnosis Calgary. And so please hit the like on my fan page. You can also go to my website and hit the like there. Also on my website, you can submit any questions you might have. And you can also click on my events tab and any workshops that I'm having or any live events such as being on Blog Talk Radio are all under that one tab. So I look forward
to connecting
with you guys.
All right. Normally you do that at the end of the conversation. So don't be coming on here and breaking any rules, but go ahead. So
sorry.
Now let us continue with the conversations. The conversation here. We have 27 minutes. What other points you have on there that you have not yet spoke about? Because in a moment, we are going to be doing summary of today's conversation. So what do you have that I haven't touched?
Well, I just want to see more men get involved in the holistic practitioners, holistic practice.
Right.
I really believe that a change in the energy, we need to move into more femininity. We need to move into more loving, more caring society. And working out of our ego or our egotistic male persona is not going to serve the planet in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I really want people to embrace their passion, to follow their greatest joy, their greatest happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
whatever that might be, you know, it could be
mm-hmm.
working with nature, it could be working with children, it could be working with the elderly people, it could be working with cancer patients, whatever
uh-huh.
that calling is for you, follow your greatest bliss.
Mm-hmm. I have a question, then I'm going to let you go back to your list. I know you're a father. At what age do you start exposing your children to these practices?
The past life regression, I don't work with children under 16. And then
mm-hmm.
it also depends on their maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Because some children are more mature than others. And
mm-hmm.
so that really is an individual thing. But I would say 16 as a rule.
Uh-huh.
Based on their maturity as well. So.
Okay.
But,
okay.
They can gain... The children that are being born now are more connected than we ourselves were. So they're
more
in tune to them.
I tend to affirm that because you notice now there are a lot of children. I know that obesity is rampant in our country and everything else. However, there's still a lot of young people who are not getting involved in all of that, eating the junk and everything. There are a lot of young people who are vegetarian, they are vegan, and they are meditating, and they are doing all the healthy things. And when I see that, I get so excited about it. So,
absolutely.
You know, kids are very aware now. I remember speaking with a mother, and she was not very impressed because she says that her daughter's grocery bill is more than what she spent for the rest of the family. And I asked her why, because she says she refuses to eat anything that is not organic. And I said, well, instead of fighting her, maybe you ought to join her on that side, because she's working on educating the family to live a longer, healthier life.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Again, I want to remind the folks in the chat room that you can call in with your questions. The number is 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. You can call in and ask your questions. There are no stupid questions, only the ones that have not been asked. So call in and ask your questions. So continue on your list.
I just find that kids are more open to spirituality. I know my son is definitely open to this. He's very interested in what I have to say about spirituality.
How old is he?
He's 9 years old.
Yes.
And I truly believe that he's here to do greater things. But the funny thing is I remember being a child and the parents and teachers saying how it's going to be you who changes the world. And I don't want to put the burden of that on my children. And that's why I'm moving forward in raising people's consciousness and awareness of what it's going to take for them to move their energy into a better place, to move this planet into a better place. And I don't want to wait for my kids to get this all figured out. We need to start making, preparing to change the way we think, to change this planet. Because if we don't change the way we think, we're never going to make a difference in this planet.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, if we can convert one person, that's all right. Because when that one does one more, you know, we can't wait around to have thousands who get the message.
And you know what? I don't think it's going to take thousands. I don't believe it's going to take thousands. The number I was told, and I really resonate with this, is we need 0.1% to shift themselves. And when you shift yourself, you become a conduit of that light and that energy, and you can put it out to everybody else out there.
Mm-hmm.
I
want to welcome Bill M. Tracy to the chat. If you have a question, type it in the bottom, or you may call in. I apologize. Go ahead, James.
I lost my thought, but... I really think if we can focus on raising our vibration, the people around us are going to see the change in our lives, and they're going to want to make changes in their lives. And it might not be to the same extent as ours, but that's fine.
Right, but it's unique. Everybody is different. Because if I do my part and you do your part and the other person does their part, it's going to all come together.
Absolutely. And so what I see QHHT, is a vehicle for people who have been, yes, James, I hear what you're saying, but I've tried meditation, I've tried different things, and I can't get there. And I really see QHHT as being the vehicle to help those people get their own blocks and their own low-level vibration or emotion, if you will. And so that is exciting. that we're able to get there in a five-hour session. For people who spent a lifetime meditating or, you know, just doing different techniques to try and get themselves there, but they just can't quiet their mind to the point where they can allow the silence that speaks, that greater part of us to speak, to come through. That's what EQHHT does. And for me, that's a powerful technique.
So you're saying even those folks who weren't able to still their minds prior to QHHT, they are doing it now?
I've had three in the last month who came to me who had had past life regression. And both, all three felt that they had a better session with myself. I don't want to self-promote, but that's the reality of what they told me. And for me, that is exciting. That is very exciting. And,
wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right, we have 19 minutes remaining. So I want to let people know this is your time to call in. Again, I want to remind my listeners to come on back on Wednesday. We are going to be having Janine Barlow to talk about creating curriculums that can help you generate multiple streams of income. We are going to have Deborah Hardnett to speak about her fourth annual Winners Summit conference. And we are going to have Marian Schlossberg speaking about social media for entrepreneurs. And on the 25th, we are going to be having a celebration of my 60 years serving each and every one of you. And the other thing I want to do is to ask everyone to visit www.gofundme.com/1GM438. I want you to visit that and help me to spread the word, because right on that page, I am committed to stamping out hunger for young children. So help me stamp out hunger one child at a time. Again, it's GoFundMe/1G4M38. GoFundMe/1G4M38. So we are winding down. We are about to enter into the summary phase. But if you have a question, you can still call in. And the number to do so is 646-915-8166. So back to you, James. It's now time for you to enter into your summary mode.
Well, thank you, Daphne. In summary, I just want to that people just reach for something greater. I really think that when we compare ourselves to other people, we don't serve ourselves. But what we need to compare ourselves to is, are we better today than we were yesterday? And that is the true that's where we need to be competitive, is with ourselves. There's no competition between us and them. There's only, and I look back on my own journey that's brought me to where I'm moving into being a professional full-time hypnotherapist. And for me, I've grown so much in just the past 7 years. I've grown so much in the past, 41 years I've been on this planet. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to grow. I'm here to expand. I'm here to learn, and I'm here to love, and I'm here to enjoy this place. There is so much beauty in this world that we need to stop, slow down.
You know, you just said something that triggered another question. What would you like to see this community looks like in the next 5 years?
I would like to see people be more outgoing towards one another. I would like to see governments release some of these rules and regulations that they have. And I would like to see us become more community-based, more locally-based. That's not to say that we can't reach out and help our fellow countrymen and earthlings, if you will, because that's all we really all are. And and so I would like to see a world where we're more united. Where we're, I think the light, I think the spirituality unites, and I think that's what we're going back to. I know that's what we're going back to, because it's the only way we're going to survive on this little blue planet that we call Earth.
Yes,
and
yes.
And so that's what I want to see for the us in the next 5 years, and that's what I really, that's the message.
Mm.
And I think we're all going to have that same message when we get connected with our higher self.
Yes.
And operate from a higher level of love and caring and kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where I see us in the next 5, 10, 15 years. Now, I understand it's not going to happen overnight, but it's going to happen one person at a time. And the first person I want you to focus on is you.
That's right.
Because
that's the only person we have control over. No matter what
absolutely.
We think, the only person we have control over is the one looking back at us in the mirror.
And that's right. And but even in being in control of that one person can influence hundreds
exactly.
of thousands of people. Well,
but if
mm-hmm.
we take control over what we can control and make the decision to make a difference, the only thing left for us to do is to take action. And that's what we need to do. Okay,
inspired
continue on your
action.
Summary and then give out your contact information, please.
I really think that nobody needs QHHT to tap into their higher self, and that's not what I'm here to say. I really want to see my job go away. I don't want there to be a need for this. And because I really believe that when we get to that point, this is going to be an amazing place to live. I think we're going to be in tune. We're going to be in a place that is just true caring, true kindness, and we're all going to be tapped in. And I really think that meditation is a great place to go. Anywhere where you just let go of thinking, especially about the past or the future. The key is to get into the now. And
right now
is
that's
the
all we have right now.
Absolutely. And so get focused on activities. It could be weeding your garden. It could be planting your garden. It could be walking your dog. It can be going for a
walk.
Walk
in
the beach.
Your body. one is.
You know, sports are really good at getting you in the moment. Who's going to think about their chaos of their life when they're in the minute of or in the moment of playing an a high impact sport or bowling or anything that distracts you from thinking of the past or focusing on the future. That's not to say there's not power in focusing on the future, but it has to come from a feel of joy, because worrying about the future doesn't serve us either.
Yeah, but we're only going to get there when we enjoy the minute now, because we spend
absolutely.
So much time
absolutely.
Focusing on the future. And we negate the moment right now. So when we get into the true understanding and appreciation of enjoying the moment, every day is the moment. So we're not looking in the future. We're not missing the future because we're enjoying what we have, which is the moment. And then our lives become such an example for others to model. Because we're not
absolutely.
Missing out on anything.
And that's why I feel it's important for us to connect with that energy, with the higher self, twice a day. And it can be as simple as asking a question of the higher self, how can I connect to you today?
Yes.
And you'll be shown a way. And so definitely start your day off right by that way. And the other thing is at the end of the day, I recommend that you take inventory on where were the darker moments in your day. Where should there have been more light? Where could you have treated somebody differently? Where could you have treated them better? And there's power in taking inventory on that, because the next time that same situation comes up, you're going to handle it differently.
You know something,
so,
I want to share something with you. About a month ago, I was at an event, and a lady was sharing this story. She, on her job, she first started off with the precursor that she woke up and she had to make her own coffee, she had to pump her own gas, and she had to clean snow off her own car, and two more other things that she had to do for herself on that particular morning, okay? Then she went to work, and her boss bought bagels for the ladies in the office, right? However, when she went to get a bagel, there was no butter. And she went into her boss's office to ask him, where was the butter? And the boss said to her, well, you know, when I went to pick the bagel up, the lady appeared as if she was having a bad day. And the last thing I wanted to do was to add to what she was experiencing by asking her for butter. Okay? Everyone else in the room saw that man as illustrating some compassion towards the lady, right? Because I don't think it's the first time he had bought bagels there. So for him to be observant that something was not right with her this particular morning, to majority of us, it was a good thing on his part, right? Well, this lady did not think that. She went into talking about how this woman getting a free ride and this woman is doing all of that. And if she doesn't want the job, she should stay home. And I tell you, that thing rested on me so heavily because there she was becoming judgmental of the woman without even knowing her real story and what happened to her. And this is why it doesn't take a lot for us to show some kindness to others and not be so judgmental to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have an example of that, too, if you think we have time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Last weekend, somebody reached out to me on my Facebook, and she wanted my phone number to give me a call. And so I, of course, right away, I thought, well, here comes an offer. And so understanding that she was going to have an offer for me, I decided that I would set the intention that I wanted to let her down with love and with ease. And so I told her that I was focused on my hypnosis and that possibly in the future I might be interested in looking at her particular program. And just in that, you know, she wanted to know more about my hypnosis, but it just had a better energy about letting her down easy. And I had told her about how she might market her products better, and I told her how she could grow, and I suggested she do a video. Now, she, the next day, posted a video of her and Michael Beckwith. He's from The Secret.
I know,
and,
Michael, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then she posted a video of her excitement of meeting him. And so I commented on her video of, that was an awesome video, and she thanked me for, you know, giving her the idea of making a video. Well, I just meant for her to do the video for her own personal viewing. She took it to a whole nother level and made it public and put it out on the Facebook page. And that was inspiring to me to see her take it to a whole other level, which now has me inspired to do my own videos as well. So you never know where loving energy is going to take you. So.
Yes, yes, yes. Amazing. All right, James, would you give your information out? And I want to thank you for taking the time to invest in my listenership, and I pray that they will utilize this information and become knowledgeable about all the things that is available for them out there. Again, I thank you and continue success in everything that you do.
Well, thank you, Daphne. And so if you're in the Calgary area and you'd like to book a session with me, definitely go over to jameskerouac.com. That's K-I-R-O-U-A-C. And, you know, you can just submit your email. And when you do submit your email, please submit your phone number and the best time to contact you. And then that way I can get back in touch with you and we can discuss my openings, my availabilities, and just really talk about you and see what it is you're wanting and what you need. So that's probably the best place to connect with me. Now, if you're not in the Calgary area and you do think that QHHT is for you, please go to Dolores Cannon's website. She has a list of practitioners worldwide. And so I'd like for you to access that and find the closest practitioner to you, because I really truly believe this is an amazing technique, and it can change your life. And connecting with your higher self, for me, it's been my passion. It's been my goal for many, many years. And to find this technique, I'm just so passionate about it. I want to share it with the world. And so I encourage you to head over there and get connected.
Thank you. And I want to remind everyone who listens to the show, including you, James, don't forget to stop by the site and leave a comment on the page there about the show, and continue the conversation on Facebook and social media. Just post the link so other people can take advantage of the information. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I give you all the positive energy for a blessed and prosperous new week coming up to you. And don't you forget that you were called for a destiny. And don't allow anyone or any situation to derail you off of that destiny. And for those of you who have been listening on the computer or joined us in the chat room, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Don't forget to go back and download it so you can listen it to your smartphone and take some notes of everything that was discussed here this evening. Again, James, I want to thank you for your time in investing in here. Have a blessed week.
Thank you, Daphne.
Call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know what I know what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with